Welcome to Charlie Jane Speakers Radio. This is the show where we share speaking tips, tools, and resources to help you grow your public speaking business. Our goal at Charlie Jane is to get you, the speaker, on the platform in front of thousands of people so that you can teach and motivate your audience, enriching and empowering them to lead fulfilling lives. And now, here's your host, Wendy McNeil.
Hi guys, it's Wendy McNeil again with Charlie Jane Speakers, and thank you so much for listening in to today's podcast. You know, today I am going to talk about cashing in as a contingency speaker. I've talked about this in the past. I'm going to talk about it again because I love this subject. You ask, what is a contingency speaker and how do I promote myself as one? Okay. A contingency speaker is a backup for an event by the planner or other hiring party in case a speaker is a no-show or cancels due to an emergency or a sickness. If the planner is empty-handed for an important speaking slot, it can really ruin the event. That is not good. This is where you come in because you have positioned yourself as a contingency speaker. They can be comfortable calling you and saying, hey, help, you know, can you fill in at the last minute? And you say, of course, I'm happy to do so. That is, if your schedule isn't already full. Some pointers in promoting yourself as a contingency speaker. One, you sent your proposal. All right. If you receive a rejection notification, immediately send a letter or an email letting them know that you are available as a contingency speaker. Number two, frequency. Send at least one reminder closer to the event date, just so they remember you if the need arises. Research. Create a spreadsheet of contingency events, okay? Matching your expertise that have completed their lineup of speakers. Four, create a unique postcard, okay, specifically made for contingency speaking engagements. Postcards are inexpensive to get printed, and they really can stand out. So be creative and make yourself stand out to help you get hired. Take the time to do this right. Then have them on hand as you network also. Number five, send it off. Send off a postcard to the event organizers from your contingency event spreadsheet. Try twice. Once more than 2 months out from the event and once about a month before the event. Number six, the special link, okay? Have a link on your website that says available as a contingency speaker. On the target page, have a brief bulleted list of your topics, your one-sheet download. Under that, explain your contingency service, notification requirements, etc. And just have a short form for them to fill out so you can add them to your list. Number seven, countless ways of contact. This is important. You want to give them every way of getting a hold of you. Okay, when they see the many ways to contact you, this sets the planner's mind at ease. You know, all your phone numbers, email addresses, your Skype, your cell phones, and even whether you take text messages. You know, a lot of people are text people. You know, have your social sites, virtual assistants, phone numbers, and so forth. The easier it is for them to get a hold of you in an emergency, the more likely a win-win for everyone, okay? So remember, the easier it is for them to get a hold of you in an emergency, the more likely a win-win for everyone. So what are you waiting for, right? This is an excellent way to get your foot in the door, you know, to get found and open more doors of opportunity. So start writing, emailing, calling, designing, whatever it takes to put yourself out there as a contingency speaker. Okay? So good luck and get going. That is it for today's podcast, and I thank you for listening in. Take care.